This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Berman. Lebanese Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim visited Damascus after a trip to Washington as part of efforts to free U.S. citizen Austin Tice, who is being detained in Syria. Lebanese media is reporting this today. Ibrahim told local media that he went on a two-day visit to Damascus and contacted Tice's mother to tell her that he would continue to work on her son's file. U.S. President Donald Trump has adopted the case of the freelance journalist and former U.S. Marine who disappeared while reporting in Syria in 2012. The head of the World Health Organization warned that there's a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic and said that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. 11 months into the pandemic that has killed more than 1.2 million people, hurt economies, and turned daily lives inside out, he said relying on promising but as yet unproven vaccines was a risky bet. Giving his closing remarks to the World Health Assembly via video link, the WHO chief added that the world needed to invest more and place a higher value on healthcare. On Monday, U.S. drug maker Pfizer said a vaccine they are developing was 90% effective against COVID-19 based on initial results from its large late-stage trial. The results need to be confirmed by safety data. Updates to the U.S. citizenship test will require applicants to answer more questions than before and could slow down the number of tests administered each day. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced the updated test now has 128 civic items to study and will require applicants to answer 20 questions instead of 10. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com.